Welcome to Close Up Radio, where our hosts, Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters, engage today's top thinkers from around the world to bring you information, inspiration, and thought-provoking ideas you can put to use in your personal and professional life right now. Covering a broad range of topics, Close Up Radio digs deep to discover what makes today's top thinkers tick. Close Up Radio, where ideas matter. And now, here's today's host, Jim Masters.
Thank you very much for joining us, everybody. We're live worldwide on Close Up Radio Live. This is your host, Jim Masters. Pleasure to have you with us. Thanks for tuning in from all around the world. We appreciate all of your great comments about our series with the extraordinary guests that we feature exclusively here on Close Up Radio Live. And it's always my pleasure as host to introduce you to these wonderful guests, celebrate them, and also have them express their passions for who they are and what they do. And we do that here on our show. We're going to be doing that right now with a very special guest joining us from Virginia, USA. Dr. Taku Pudarsiani is joining us here, CEO of SS Management Training and Consulting, which was established in 2019. He offers management consulting services. He also taught many economics and management courses. His mission statement is to communicate, motivate, and educate people about current business scenarios. His website currently lists multiple services that include leadership skill development programs, tax filing services, and real estate consultancy. Most prominent is management consulting. The goal is to put all sectors into the key umbrella of management consulting. Originally from Nepal, he got his start at the university campus there in 1984, and he earned a master's degree in economics. 1988, he worked for the government of Nepal in the Central Bureau of Statistics as a senior economist. From 1997 to 2005, he then moved to a position as the director of administration and management. Also while in Nepal, he earned a second master's in public administration and management as well. After moving to the United States in January 2006, he took a position as a professor at the University of Northern Virginia, something that he did from 2007 to 2008. And from 2010 to 2014, he then held several positions with the University of North America. This includes course developer, associate dean of academic affairs, and ultimately dean of academic affairs. He plans to release a book as well, and while it is currently in the works, it will focus on the topics surrounding business, management, and financial matters. It is a real pleasure and honor to welcome him to our show, and we're going to do that right now live. Dr. Pudarsiani, thank you very much for joining us here on Close Up Radio Live. It's a pleasure to have you with us today.
Yeah, thank you so much. Good morning. Jim,
you are very welcome. Good morning to you as well. I would love to dig in deep and talk a little about some of the work that you do. What are the services you offer at SS Management, and how did you first create the company?
Thank you so much, Jim. SS Management and Consultancy was founded in 2019. Our primary focus is to provide top-notch management consultancy services to businesses more interested in taking their business to the next level. SS Management offers a range of services, among the others, strategic planning and business management consultancy is one. And for this, we closely work with business organizations to develop and plan strategies aligned with their set business objectives so that organizations, no doubt, can expect short-term and long-term success within a specified period. We also analyze organizational structure, process, and systems to optimize efficiency and innovation to drive sustainable growth in this competitive business environment. We guide and support businesses through periods of change in navigating transitions ensuring smooth organizational transformation and directing organizations to implement and leverage new ideas and initiatives in a changed business context. Likewise, we provide several leadership development programs and training to business executives and managers to make them capable and able to compete with their rivals. Similarly, we improve the organization's performance by implementing practical skill-based solutions to facilitate day-to-day business operations. This way, helps business reduce its cost, maximizing productivity and profit at the desired level. Our next step will be identifying and mitigating potential risk management. We apply a proactive approach to safeguard challenges as they arise, and that process no doubt could impact business community to reach the next level. ESS management helps the client make an informed decision. ESS management conducts in-depth market research, analyzes the current data to gain insights and guides businesses on how to enter a new explorable market. We hope this process helps clients stay ahead in this competitive market environment. In addition, ESS management provides continued project management services ranging from initial phase to completion to deliver projects on time within the budget and to achieve the highest quality standards. Finally, to enhance the skill and knowledge of employees, ESS management conducts and designs training and development programs to align knowledge with the organizational set goal. ESS management is committed to partnering with our clients to provide solutions that address their unique and inherent challenges and opportunities. Leveraging technology effectively by integrating digital solutions to foster innovation and competitiveness, ESS management applies a collaborative approach to achieving success in the ever-evolving business environment.
That's incredible. It's really extraordinary and extraordinary impactful work that you do. What do you think makes a successful business management assignment, Doctor?
Thank you so much, Jim. For this, a successful business management assignment follows various vital factors, demonstrating a deep understanding of business concepts, practical analysis, and applying theoretical knowledge to real-world scenarios. Some elements that contribute to a successful business management assignment, they are, firstly, clear and well-defined objectives and scope. No doubt, permanently outline the specific areas of business management. Hence, we should address this in the business management assignment. Secondly, we must conduct in-depth research based on relevant academic literature, industry reports, and real-world examples to support arguments and recommendations. Third, we must critically analyze relevant business theories and models to demonstrate a thoughtful evaluation of their applicability and relevance to the given business context. Fourth, it is also imperative that we apply theoretical concepts to practical business situations to show an ability to translate academic knowledge into actionable insights. Again, for a practical business assignment, we must integrate relevant data, statistics, and evidence to support arguments and conclusions to enhance the project's credibility. Similarly, we must write business plan, programs, and proposals clearly and concisely, following logical structure and making it easy for the reader to follow the flow of ideas and understand the key points, which is the critical purpose of effective communication as well. For a successful business assignment, we must demonstrate strategic thinking that includes and covers understanding the broader business environment, market trends, and potential challenges. Creating, innovating, and integrating complex solutions to demonstrate an ability to think and apply conventional approaches and proposed unique strategies are also practical tools and instruments to make a successful business assignment. We must always forward practical and realistic recommendations by exploring their feasibility for the business context. We also need to explore constraints and potential risks associated with business. As we know, business assignments cover the relevance and interest of various prospective stakeholders. The ultimate purpose is to recognize the impact of management decisions on different aspects of business. However, it is a reflective component demonstrating an understanding of personal learning and insights gained through assignment completion. Furthermore, incorporating the stated elements into a business management assignment no doubt enhances the quality and effectiveness of work, demonstrating a holistic understanding of the subject matter and its practical implications.
So what other services of the many that you offer do you additionally offer at SS Management?
Thank you so much, Zane. In addition to our core expertise in business management consultancy at SS Management, our other services include real estate consultancy, leadership skill development, and tax filing services. We feel privileged to offer these diverse services to meet our clients' unique needs. To cover real estate consultancy services, we leverage licensed expertise in real estate and assist clients in making informed decisions regarding property investment, transaction, and portfolio management. So our comprehensive real estate consultancy covers market analysis, property valuation, and strategic guidance for optimal returns. Accordingly, another area is leadership and skill development training, where we offer customized leadership development programs and management executive training. The purpose is to focus on enhancing leadership skills, fostering team collaboration, and nurturing a culture of continuous improvement to drive sustainable growth. Similarly, the third sector includes tax filing services. Our experienced professionals guide tax regulation, prepare accurate filing, and provide strategic advice to optimize financial outcomes and meet compliance requirements. Thus, these additional services complement our core business management consultancy, which always allows us to offer our clients full-fledged business solutions. SS Management is committed to delivering practical and compelling consultancy services that empower organizations to succeed in today's dynamic business environment. Thus, our integrated approach combines industry expertise, strategic thinking, and a commitment to the client's success. We always work collaboratively with our clients to understand their unique challenges and goals. The goal is to provide comprehensive solutions that always drive tangible results. So more confidently, we can say that at SS Management, we are dedicated to advising and guiding our clients' success and growth across diverse industries. Thank you.
That's perfect. All the incredible work that you do is so important for your clients. What is your educational career and background that led you up to the founding of SS Management?
Thank you so much, Zane. My journey to establish SS Management is grounded in a devotion to academia and leadership development, enriched by diverse experiences in education and business sectors. On the academic front, I hold a PhD in business administration, specializing in organizational leadership, a doctorate in business management, an MA in economics, and an MPA in public administration. these academic achievements give me a foundation in business dynamics, organizational behavior, and economic principles. Similarly, starting as an economist, I analyzed market trends and economic indicators informing strategic decision-making. I moved into other administrative roles like director of administration and sharpened my resource management and strategic planning skills. On the other end, with the experience, skill and knowledge earned from positions such as coach developer and professor in business management, economics, and organizational behavior, I had an opportunity to integrate theoretical knowledge with practical applications. The other leadership roles, such as assistant dean, associate dean, and dean of academic affairs, heightened my understanding of academic management and fueled my desire to foster excellence in education and organizational leadership. As a result, I am motivated to bridge the gap between academia and real-world challenges, and I founded SS Management. So SS Management is the outcome of my academic background and career experiences. SS Management offers consultancy services in business and real estate consultancy, leadership development, and tax filing. We bring academic rigor, practical experience, and a commitment to excellence, reflecting the completion of my educational and professional journey. So at SS Management, our core principles include strategic thinking, innovation, and a dedication to client success. Hence, SS Management can offer a unique blend of experience, expertise to address business dynamics and actual needs.
That's incredible background that you have there leading up to the founding of SS Management. Share with us the excitement of your upcoming book, Doctor. Congratulations on that.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for the question, Jim. I am thrilled to share that I'm currently working on an exciting project, a management book, that describes the dynamic future of business in our rapidly evolving world. The book comprehensively explores critical topics, issues, and concepts in business management, retail online business leadership, and the crucial steps for achieving success in today's complex business environment. The title of the book, the book's title will be Business Management, encompassing the recent management concepts and thoughts to tackle complex business environments. In this upcoming book, I aim to describe complex business concepts and provide actionable insights for entrepreneurs, business leaders, and anyone desiring to succeed in the contemporary business environment. The book will cover key themes such as business management concepts, practical strategies for effective decision-making, resource optimization, and sustainable growth. The book will also cover retail and online business that explore the difficulties of retail trade in traditional brick and mortar settings and the dynamic world of online businesses. The book guides navigating, leveraging technology, and adapting to changing consumer behavior. The book also highlights leadership in the modern era and explains the evolving role of leadership in today's fast-paced business environment. The book explains the step-by-step guide to success and offers a practical guide for aspiring entrepreneurs and business professionals. The book provides actionable advice on goal setting, strategic planning, and overcoming challenges to succeed. The book also examines the relationship between technology innovation and business development. As we know, in this technology era, the book will also explore how technological advancement can drive innovation, improve efficiency, and create a competitive edge. Hence, this book is designed to cover a broad audience seeking fresh perspective for growing entrepreneurs undertaking their business journeys. The content is rich in insights, making it valuable for management students and business professionals. My vision for this book is to empower individuals with knowledge and practical tools. This helps them catalyze success in today's ever-changing business landscape. I want readers to understand key concepts and feel inspired and equipped to apply them in their real professional journey. Last but not the least, I look forward to sharing these insights and engaging with readers on a journey of learning and growth. Thank you.
You're very welcome. And congratulations on that. Hopefully we'll chat with you more, too, and expand more once the book is out. That would be a pleasure. What are some other exciting plans you have for the future, Doctor?
Thank you, Jim, for the questions. In addition to my upcoming book, my plans are focused on the global dissemination of knowledge and skill development, aiming to contribute to academic and professional growth on an international scale. Key elements of my vision include publishing articles and research, exploring emerging trends and innovative business practices. Papers will be derived from my experience in business management, economics, and public administration. The other chapter includes conducting online and on-ground training. I am proud to offer online and on-ground training programs designed to provide practical insights and skills in business management. The programs target a diverse audience, including students, professionals, and entrepreneurs. In the meantime, establish a trend to foster a culture of continuous learning. The other significant parts include collaboration with universities. Components include collaborating with universities on curriculum development, guest lectures, and workshops to share real-world perspectives and best industry practices with students. That way, it bridges the gap between academic theory and practical applications. Community engagement is the other part of my focus to cover. I plan to actively participate with communities through workshops, seminars, and outreach programs to address unique business challenges and opportunities. The ultimate goal is to disseminate knowledge and skills to the targeted audience. As I stated earlier, I aim to develop courses on digital platforms to enable a broader audience to access quality education, fostering a global community of learners interested in business management, economics, and public administration. The other equally important part is conducting mentorship programs to guide and support aspiring professionals and students contributing to developing the next generation of leaders and innovators. Last but not the least, my vision will be to seek opportunities for international collaboration with educational institutions, organizations, and thought leaders to facilitate cross-cultural exchange and enrich educational experiences. My plans revolve around creating accessible and impactful learning experiences by disseminating knowledge, fostering skill development, and engaging with diverse communities. I aim to contribute meaningfully to the global education and professional development landscape. Thank you.
Thank you. I think it's very exciting the work that you're doing, and it's again very, very important for people to make connection with you. What are some of the things within your career, Doctor, you're most proud of?
Thank you so much, Jim. In my professional journey, I am most proud of the continued integration of academic achievements, skills, and real-world experiences to make a meaningful impact on my life. As I said earlier, my significant accomplishments include a PhD in business administration. I also have a doctorate in business management, an MA in economics, and an MPA in public administration. This effort shows my dedication to continuous learning and a deep understanding of business, economics, and public administration. The other equally important accomplishment in my academic career is contributing to education and shaping students' educational experience as a full-time professor and in administrative roles. In this regard, ESS Management is developing business management, economics, and organizational behavior courses to infuse theoretical knowledge and practical skills for professional success. As stated earlier, I served in different positions such as assistant dean, associate dean, and dean of academic affairs in esteemed universities. This effort helped me influence institutional strategy, contribute to educational development, and foster an environment prioritizing excellence and innovation. I'm proud of this accomplishment. My professional experience as an economist helped me to understand economic principles and market dynamics. I gained knowledge to analyze trends and make data-driven decisions. This report laid the groundwork for a subsequent role in administration and academia, which is a source of real pride for me. I founded ESS Management, which is also a significant achievement. As stated, ESS Management offers diverse consultancy services in business management, real estate, leadership, development, and tax filing, reflecting a commitment to applying knowledge in practical and impactful ways. I am proud to show and share my skills, knowledge, and experience to the global community. As mentioned, I'm working on a book exploring critical facets of business management, retail online business, leadership, and success in the modern business landscape. It is an exciting opportunity to share insights, contribute to knowledge dissemination, and empower individuals globally. It is a known fact that the most incredible sense of pride comes from integrating academic rigor with practical application, whether in the classroom, administrative role, or consultancy services. The positive impact of education and strategic leadership on individuals and organizations is fulfilling. So I look forward to continuing teaching and contributing to the business community to take business success to the next level, which is a real pride. Thank you, Jim.
You are very, very welcome.
Very, very welcome.
I want to let folks know they can go to the website, ssmanagement.net, ssmanagement.net, to connect with the doctor and his team. Doctor, thank you so much for joining us on Close Up Radio Live. It was a real pleasure, and I hope we get a chance to expand some more and chat with you more down the line. Here's some testimonials, case studies. That would be a pleasure. Thanks so much for being our guest today, and we look forward to speaking with you again soon.
You're welcome, Jim.
You have a wonderful day and keep up the extraordinary week, Doctor. Again, a sincere pleasure having you with us on the show today. Again, the website is ssmanagement.net. This is your host, Jim Masters, thanking you for your time this time till next time. And I invite you to stay right there. I'll be back in less than 30 minutes with another extraordinary guest celebrated here on Close Up Radio Live. Till then, for all of us, have a terrific day. Thanks for listening, and bye for now.
You have been listening to a broadcast from Close Up Radio, a division of Close Up Television, Incorporated. For more information about our show and to be considered for future broadcasts, please visit closeuptelevision.com. You may also learn about us on social media and listen to us on podcast and internet radio.
Thank you for joining us, and we hope that you have an empowered and productive day.